Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here to talk about a brand new resort, the Nickelodeon Hotels and Resorts Riviera Maya. And I was just saying to the folks that we're going to talk to next that I was down there about 2 years ago when it was a construction site. And now we're on the verge of opening it up again in Mexico on the Riviera Maya, just south of Cancun. And we're going to talk at this time. We have Mario Mathieu, who is the Senior Vice President of Business Development, Design, and Construction for Charisma Hotels and Resorts, who is partnered with Dolores Lopez Lira, who is the Chairman of the Board of Directors of Grupo Lomas, who's the one behind this development. And we're going to talk to him about this brand new family-friendly, obviously with Nickelodeon, you can't be anything else, property and what it means to the, both the region and what it means to you out there as travel advisors who can book it. And you're gonna find out about all that and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, Mario, first of all, give us a little brief overview of this new resort, the Nickelodeon Hotels and Resorts Riviera Maya. Again, just reiterate where it's located and how many rooms, things like that.
Hey, James, thanks so much. Thanks for having us. We're quite excited to be with you. First and foremost, I must say how excited I am to be part of this project. You've mentioned how often you've been to the River Maya in Cancun. You know how many great properties there are in this destination and how many open every year. I'm glad to say I don't think there's one more anticipated property in the destination for the last 24, 36 months. And knowing that it's just coming around the corner is great for us. So as you mentioned a bit early on, so the hotel is located about 25 kilometers from Cancun Airport. So it's a very quick hop. It's a 280 suite property, and I'll talk a bit in more detail, I'm sure, during our call. It's opening in June of 2021.
No, that's great. And we are going to talk some more detail in a bit. But first, we want to talk to Dolores about who represents overseas Grupo Lomas. Why did you decide, why did you want to invest in this project with Charisma to open the Nickelodeon Hotel here in Resort in Mexico?
Thank you very much. Thank you. Actually, we saw a very good opportunity for Mexican people and also for people, well, this area had become a lot of park oriented, not the size of Nickelodeon Park that we built or we're in the process of finishing. But we found like an area in Mexico to offer opportunities for Mexican and Central South America tourists that don't have the access to go to the US. Of course, our main market is the US travelers, and we knew they loved Nickelodeon because we had to go to Orlando many, many months ago to be in a Nickelodeon hotel. So we knew that people in the US love Nickelodeon brands, the characters. So we knew it was a win-win.
And no, we are very proud. It really is. It really is. And I you know, kids are really do connect with the Nickelodeon brand. Now, tell us a little bit about Grupo Lomas and what it does and what it invests in.
Well, actually, 40 years ago, my husband, Jose Luis Martinez, which is the mentor of all of us, had the idea and backed me up. We started with the ground operation, only three people. And then we had grown to become, I will say, one of the biggest Mexican groups in this area of Mexico. We started, as I mentioned, with the destination management company. We are into the transportation. We have also Marina Maroma, which is a heart in the activities for the Riviera Maya and Cancun, and of course the hotels that were the last but not least.
No, absolutely. You have been a major player there for some time, and this is, although this sounds like a major project that you've gotten into here, which I guarantee you is going to be a success. So we're looking forward to it. Now, Mario, let's talk specifically about the resort, the accommodations. You said how many rooms, what kind of categories? I assume a lot of these are family rooms because of the type of resort it is.
Yeah, absolutely, James. And there's one wonderful thing. Well, I say there's three wonderful things about this property. And I would describe them in three very specific segments. So first, all room on the property are oceanfront. We often hear, oh, I want to stay in an ocean view room. I want to stay in a view that I have a view of the ocean. This is a property where every single room on the property is right in front of the ocean. Wow. And I think this is an incredible selling point. You don't really have to pick and choose when you come and stay with us. Whatever room category you're going to book is going to be located right in front of the ocean. And also, first in this region after a resort that we'll talk a little bit later on, every room has either a swim-up pool or has a swim-up water channel in front of it. So they're all swim-up rooms. Wow. And so you start that you have all your room with ocean front, all your rooms have swim-up. And additionally, one of the things, and as you just mentioned, every room is obviously built for families, and it doesn't really matter the size. But every room on the property can accommodate two adults and three children, which if you travel with more than two children, you will know that you very often have to worry about purchasing a second room and who's in the second room and whether it's connecting. You don't have that challenge here. So I think these are the three more important aspects of the property. No. But specifically, there are four rooms specifically that we're very excited about. One of them is the Pineapple Suite. On the rooftop of the building, on the last level of the building, we have four penthouse-style suites. One of them is the Pineapple Suite, which if you're familiar a little bit with Nickelodeon, you will know that the Pineapple Suite's already somewhat famous.
Yes.
Here in this project, we wanted to do something quite special that would set it apart. So we decided that we would do a special room called the Turtle Lair. So obviously you will know what it's focused on. And I will say it's probably the most exciting, cool, challenging product that I've had the chance to develop with architects and our partners. And if you've seen the images, it's a pretty cool product. And we're sure that it's going to be such a hit with the fans. And there's also two very interesting signature suites, which are called the Big Kahuna. And the great things about those is if you're not really a fan of a specific character, these are sort of multi-character suites. So several areas of the suites are designed in different, along different lines and along different characters. And there are two of those. So it offers an opportunity to just immerse a family if they have kids with different ideas or different preferences. So these are really the most important point. And I'm sure you've seen the images. The suites are really spectacular. I don't think there is anyone that has developed such interesting and creative suites. So we look forward to have people staying there.
Well, I can see just over the back of your head. I think you can see the pineapple suite there.
That's right.
And Dolores, you've seen a lot of hotels down in that region. What's your impression of all these suites? They seem to be pretty unique, right?
Well, I think Mario is too excited because he forgot two main issues. One is, yes, we do have also connecting rooms in the regular suites that if they have a big family, they can have adjoining rooms. I will say adjoining suites.
Okay.
That will get together. And besides that, Mario, you forgot the main issue. We have two bathrooms in each suite.
Oh, so you're absolutely right. That's a huge issue with families.
Will not be fighting for the shower.
So Senora, Liz, I didn't forget. I just wanted you to have an opportunity to jump in, you know?
Thank you, Mario.
Well, so that's it. The two bathrooms are key, as we know. It's going to be, I know with my kids, when they were of that age, it would have been really important. Now, let's talk a little bit about the dining options, Mario. What will you have at the resort? And will they all be geared to kids or will there be some adults only?
Well, James, first let me say, and you've been with us before, you know that both Charisma through its gourmet inclusive experience and Grupo Lomas as well, we're both very, very focused on the high quality of the food and beverage we serve. And when we started designing this hotel and learning from our experience and doing so in the past, what we wanted to make sure was that not only there were some theme area for the children, But we wanted to make sure that a theme restaurant for children doesn't mean that it has to be an overwhelming restaurant with so many children that someone cannot enjoy the atmosphere or really celebrate the offering of food and beverage. So we've got all sorts of restaurants on the property. Some of them are themed, some of them are not. Some of which really, I think, are great and are going to be a great hit. There's a restaurant called Good Burger. Good Burger is based on a late 90s Nickelodeon show, which obviously was called Good Burger. There's some sort of a replica of the stage set from that show. And I think people will really enjoy that. And a portion of the restaurant is very themed, and the rest of the restaurant somewhat less themed. So you can decide whether you want the full immersion or you want to look for something a little bit more toned down. We also have a restaurant called Piazza, which is an Italian restaurant, which has a strong pizza component, which if you're a follower of Nickelodeon, you will know that the Turtles are a great pizza fan. So we wanted to have the spin. It's actually a really good-looking pizza place. But if you're a Nickelodeon fan, you will get why it's based around the Turtle world being overwhelming. So we were very careful about getting the kids excited and the parents really having an excellent food and beverage experience. Two places that I really, really like on the property, one of them is called L'Espatula, which is the main restaurant of the hotel. That is a fully immersive Nickelodeon experience. L'Espatula is a SpongeBob show, which sort of bit of an icon. It was only done once and really stuck. It's a fan favorite. So we wanted the restaurant based on that. But you'll find that's really the key here. Children will really enjoy the food and beverage because of the theming. And obviously, we're very conscious of how to serve the kids, what they're looking for, what they like. But the parents will really, really enjoy the food and beverage experience.
Yeah, well, according with the Charisma Gourmet Inclusive, which is a wonderful program. Now, Dolores, do you have you probably tasted some of the food already. Do you have a favorite restaurant there that you would take your family to?
Well, let us finish the we're opening on June 1st.
Right.
So we have to wait a little, but it's not from, I think before even Gourmet Inclusive, the group has always focused in quality service
right.
and to make all the tourists coming to this area, how could I say, an excellent experience. So I know that each restaurant in the property, as well as the other properties, are always a good experience and a very gourmet tasting dining experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I have been lucky enough to stay at a number of Charisma resorts over the years, and I've always been highly impressed with the culinary program. Even just down the beach, you know, whether it was Generations or down in El Dorado, places like that, everything was really well done, and it was a wonderful experience. Now, and Mario, in terms of the activities and entertainment for kids and families, what will you feature at the resort?
Well, I think one of the great part of the hotel is that, and people will have an opportunity to experience it at some point, is that it's split into several areas of the property. So, you know, you've got the room accommodation, which is on the beach, which has a few food and beverage restaurants and bars in that area. Then there's a building where guests arrive, and there are several restaurants. And then there's also the component called Aquanec, which is the water park, and also includes a couple of other components. What I really like about the resorts is that the activities are really spread out throughout the property. So whether you're in the room building or straight from the minute that you arrive at the property, you have an opportunity to start interacting with characters.
Right.
You have what we call pop-ups in the lobby area, so you get a chance to have the kids entertained while, you know, perhaps you're waiting for your room to be ready or you arrived a bit early. But really the heart of the entertainment on the property is the area, the 9-acre area known as Aquanec and Nickelodeon Place.
Right.
So Aquanec is the water park component, which without detailing what the activities are there, you can imagine that there's a lot of water and there's a lot of sliding, and kids will just love that. And Nickelodeon Place is very much focused on Nickelodeon activities and immersion. So you'll be able to meet character in that area. There's a place called Plaza Orange where Orange Carpet takes place, which is a bi-week where you have a chance to practically interact with every single Nickelodeon character we have on property. This is also where Club Nick is located, which is our kids' club, which is, I must admit, quite spectacular. And the center of entertainment is called Main Stage, and it will host both Nickelodeon-themed shows and entertainment, as well as non-themed, so at different hours of the day, and perhaps for different age segment, or even perhaps just for adults. So, but really, the heart and soul of entertainment is in Nickelodeon Place in Aquanic.
Well, then my next question was going to be the characters, and it sounds like you have plenty of chances to interact with the characters throughout a stay, correct?
Correct. So, you know, the minute the children enter in the lobby, there's an opportunity for them to I wouldn't say the opportunity, they just know that they've arrived at a Nickelodeon resort. Yeah. They don't need to walk around half the day to see something or see someone. From the minute they arrive at the hotel gate, they'll really get excited about what they see. So there's all sorts of places where you're going to meet characters, and I really don't want to give all the surprises already. But there are two or three very specific places that you'll be able to do that. So normally on check-in, you'll be able to interact with some characters. Also, there's a program which we call Character Breakfast, which takes place every day in Nickelodeon Place. So this is a very, if not private, exclusive breakfast where a few people get to interact with a large quantity of the characters, and they show breakfast as well. So this is a great opportunity to spend personal time with the characters. And Nickelodeon Place and the water park, throughout the day in various areas of the park, children will be able to interact. So there's several other areas of the park, of the properties which are able to do that. But really, you don't have to chase around to find the characters. We have 20 of them. Some of them, I wouldn't say are obscure, but are a bit throwback that we're bringing back for, you know, perhaps a little the older fan. But all the children's favorites are there as well. So.
No, that's great. And I know they'll all be looking for it. I mean, you know, for me, I know SpongeBob and then I start to lose it. But that's, you know, my kids are a little older. They sort of got into Nickelodeon at the beginning, but I know a lot of people are just so enamored with the Nickelodeon characters and the whole theme. Now, Dolores, you've seen the resort now in its construction. What are some of the features you like best and believe will really resonate with families?
Well, actually, there will be several sets of water slides. Mm-hmm. One will be for toddlers. Another one will be like teenagers, and the other one will be for big people. I mean, older.
So you mean I can actually go on the water slide?
There you go. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
You and I have to go on the water slide together, okay? You got it?
On the opening.
On the opening. There you go. That'll be fun.
Yeah, actually, there's 21 slides.
Oh, wow.
So you can choose from. And we also, for sure, are having the slime simulator.
Oh, the slime, yes, of course.
Yeah, and one thing very important, upon arrival, Mario focused on children. I focus on everybody, because a very important issue is that we will have a separate Nickelodeon area for children to play while the adults are checking in.
Right.
So they don't have to worry about the kids while making the check-in at the property, because they will start already enjoying the facilities, I will say, or the experience. And the one thing that it's very important is Cancun used to be, or the Mexican Riviera, or in the Mexican Caribbean, used to be just a sun and water area, destination. But now we can say, with the addition of Nickelodeon Park and the other parks around the area, we are so lucky to be here with all the Mayan ruins, with all the amazing snorkeling, this amazing scuba diving. You have everything within 2 hours flight from the U.S.
Sure.
And families can enjoy not only a hotel with all the facilities, with all the amenities they will expect. And that makes us feel very, very proud, because Viacom being such a big and important company, choosing a Mexican family to join forces for the, I will say, the first originally built hotel for their brand. It's, I mean, they put us very, very high standards that we have to accomplish because we cannot let the brand down.
No, and it's been highly anticipated, as you said, and it's nice to hear that families can get some exposure to Mexican culture and history as well. You know, I know I've been there, and to go to the Mayan sites and to experience all the wonderful water features around that area. It's some of the most beautiful beaches in the world, and it really is an amazing place. That so you'll stay on the resort, but you can also go off of the resort and find out other things as well. So that's wonderful. Now, Mario, just to clarify, you're right on the end of a series of resorts. Will people in the Nickelodeon resorts have access to the other properties just south of that?
The short answer to that is no, and I don't like to lead with that, but I don't know how to lead otherwise. All of our properties are at their own identities. Right. All of our properties have their own branded experience, and all our property are built with a purpose and a guest that is looking for a specific experience. So guests don't have sharing privilege between the properties, whether that would be Generation, which obviously is just next door. So it's very tempting to say, I'll stay there and I'll go to the water park. What is possible, though, is that every guest at all of our properties have preferential pricing and access to the water park, okay, as they are obviously user of our brand. But if a guest wants to take full advantage of the Nickelodeon experience, they need to stay at the Nickelodeon Hotel.
I got it. So you get to a special place. I know. I guess I wandered by mistake from Generations up to El Dorado once. And actually, that gave me the idea so that my daughter, after her honeymoon, stayed at one of those at El Dorado for 5 days to kind of rest and relax after a long marriage and event. So it's a wonderful complex. That's the reason why I asked it. Now, I believe is this the second Nickelodeon? What's the status of the one in the Dominican Republic?
Correct. We opened the first Nickelodeon in Punta Cana in 2016.
That's right.
The property is 208 rooms, so a smaller property. And obviously, for reasons that we all know now, the property was closed after March of this year and reopened in November of 2020. So the resort is operating. Okay. It's a very successful property in the Dominican Republic. And I think it's important to note. So we were very careful when we designed the property about the kind of experience that guests can get at the property in Riviera Maya and what the experience is in the property in Punta Cana. And I think the idea is that guests can truly enjoy and visit both properties if that's the idea in the future. Both of them great properties.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you did it first in the Dominican Republic, but you're perfecting it here, and this is a much larger resort and a lot more facilities, but sounds like a great thing. Now, Dolores, if this all proves to be successful, are you going to partner with Charisma and try to open other Nickelodeon resorts in Mexico if this one proves to be a success?
Well, we have been working with Charisma for 20 years,
right,
but right now we are focusing on finishing the baby Nickelodeon. Okay. Yes, we have other areas in Mexico that we could develop, like Huatulco.
Right.
And first, we, as Mario said, despite, and this is something that we have to thank very much, the government that allowed us during the pandemic and the banks that were the really ones who allowed us to follow into the pandemic, because we were able to finish almost in time. And that's very... That's a challenge that we had 2 years, almost 1.5 years ago, that we didn't know what was going to happen when we started hearing the pandemic. And thanks to the support of the local government, we are here.
No, absolutely. You're getting ready to open. And to both of you, I guess, I mean, obviously you've had that out for bookings. Are you seeing some good advanced bookings and some high occupancies initially? And actually the corollary to that, I know there are precautions in Quintana Roo in that area to have occupancy limits on resorts. And I don't know where you're at. I think when I was down there, it was a 60%. Maybe it's higher now. But let's go back to the question of, are you happy with the booking so far? Because this is really a property everybody's been waiting to see. Either one of you.
Actually, yes, we are happy. Now, Samantha decided to keep limits because we want to start the right way from the very beginning. So we're going to start only with a 25% occupancy. That means almost like by invitation only, because we wanted to start growing. Our staff is great. It's a staff that has been with us for years and years. So we have no issues about getting the staff to understand the importance of this resort. So, but we want to plan steady and walk and not run. So we will start with 25%, then we will go up to the limits that the government allowed us. Right. But the bookings are showing. I hope everybody understands, because right now, because of the pandemic, there are some issues about rates. I hope they understand this is not just a bed and a shower.
Right.
It's a whole experience. It's a one in a lifetime experience. And it's the only hotel in Mexico right now with all these amenities, I would say.
No, definitely. And it's a very special place. And I think people recognize that. And then Mario, and then Gloris, you can add on. Obviously, everybody's concerned about COVID-19 right now. What protocols have you instituted to control really the spread among guests and staff? And are you going to have, obviously, an in-house COVID-19 testing program for guests and staff? And also, you need a test to get back to the United States. I know, having done it a few times. But, Mario, if you could start off and tell us a little bit about that precaution so our travel advisors understand what you're doing.
Absolutely. If you've been following closely, I'm sure you've seen that we've announced quite a few months back now, since reopening of our property, the Charisma Peace of Mind Wellbeing Program, which is an integral program, which in my opinion goes beyond COVID. I think COVID is a learning experience for us. So obviously all the basic measure, which today I think we're all accustomed to now, from the carpets to the temperature to the antibacterial gel station everywhere around the property, we enforce our guests wearing masks as much as possible in public areas when they're circulating, obviously not when they're in the restaurant, not when we're at the pool. Our sanitation program is extensive and very, very well followed up upon. And specifically with our food and beverage staff, which really have the most contact with the guests on a daily basis, because you may not often see your housekeeper or the person who's cleaning the hallway, but we're specifically very cautious about our food and beverage controls. In addition to that, as you've mentioned, CDC is now requesting testing, Charisma at all of its property, and the same will apply at Nickelodeon. We all hope that we don't have to do that sometime soon, but and that this situation is under control. But we offer free testing on property. We organize that testing for you and make it quite a flawless process that doesn't disturb you from your vacation and allows you to return safely and without any issue at home. And you mentioned staff. Our staff are trained to identify symptoms. We have daily testing. Of course, we can't test the entire population of staff on a daily basis, but they're very good indicators as to whether they are issue in a specific area. And we've been pleasantly surprised with the results of the testing for guests since it has started. The numbers are extremely low, and we're very happy about that. So, and everyone should.
Yeah, well, certainly a percentage of your guests are not going to apply for the testing going back because they're 10 and under. So it's going to be interesting that you won't need to test them under the CDC rule. But yeah, we're just getting used to this rule ourselves since it really was only implemented in late January. And it is, everybody seems to have come out, most resort chains have come out with programs that to address this. So I'm glad that you have that with Charisma and obviously with this new resort, Nickelodeon. Dolores, anything to add to that?
Yes, I would like to reinforce what Mario says. Even before COVID, our properties already had the safety checks, like this pool check, a spa check, crystal certification. So there was no major issues putting an additional layer of these checkpoints, I will say, because we already have done it.
Right.
Thank God our hotels had been recognized, as you said, for the food, beverage, and also the Mexican hospitality.
Right.
So I will say we are very proud to be together on this with Viacom. We recognize the trust from them to us in Mexico and make sure to spread that Mexican hospitality and the warmth of Mexico will be waiting for everybody.
That's great. And I know having been there many times, I've always been impressed. And I hate to say it, I've been in Mexico during two crises. 9/11, I was in Mexico, and the outbreak of COVID, I was in Mexico. And both times, all of the staff and all of the people we interacted with were lovely and welcoming and very, very warm. And the hospitality was amazing, as you can say, you can imagine. Now, we go out to about 85,000 travel advisors, and a lot of them book family travel and are really interested in this new Nickelodeon Hotels and Resorts Riviera Maya. Is there anything else you want to tell them about the property? I'll start with you, Mary, and we'll finish with Dolores.
I think the most important thing, James, and we've covered every sort of aspect of the property. What continues for me to be the strongest selling point at the property is that we know we all really want our children and our teens to really be happy about their vacation. And I think we've all lived through it. It's always somewhat challenging for us to have the same experience at the same time. And I think that resort truly offers the opportunity for every generation of the family to really have a tremendous theme experience, and people can really pick and choose the level of immersion they want to have in that experience. And I think that is the strongest selling point for me when I consider a vacation with the family. So I hope everyone keeps that in mind as they promote their resort and try to understand the resort. And it's truly an authentic Nickelodeon experience.
Absolutely. Now, Dolores, close us out here about some your thoughts about what travel advisors should know about this wonderful new resort coming up in June.
Well, actually, the one thing I want to say is thank you, and thank to the 85,000 and more of the travel advisors that have been helping us and the rest of Mexico to develop and to allow us to become a very good opportunity for the customers to enjoy all our facilities. We wouldn't do it without them because they have been our support since 40 years ago.
Yeah.
So thanks to their support, a lot of Mexican families have a way of living and a school for the children. So I wish they can come and visit us so we can thank them for all they do for this country.
Absolutely. Great, great thought. It's absolutely true. And Mary, just give us a contact point. Where can travel advisors go to get more information about the resort? I know there's probably a website.
Correct. The property website is up and running. Exclusive rates are posted for opening for June, which of course includes full access to the water park. And I failed to mention earlier on, and I'd like to mention it, Although the water park, as I mentioned earlier, is also open to outside guests or guests staying at other property. Guests staying at the property have a privileged access to the water park. So it opened earlier on for hotel guests and a few other perks that are included being a hotel guest. So I think that that's important. And our launch rate also includes airport transfer, which is fantastic. So you can find that on our website. And I will let Dolores add up because I'm sure she's got additional thoughts on that as well.
Okay, Dolores?
Well, thank you. Thank you. I hope to see you down here.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to be down there. Hopefully back be down there for the opening or just after. I said last year the only place I went to was Mexico, and it was wonderful. And this year I already have a couple of trips planned down there because it is such an easy destination to get to right now. And it is a beautiful, beautiful place all over. And the Riviera Maya is just it was the first destination I ever went to as a travel journalist 30 years ago. And I've loved it ever since. And it's really grown. It's changed a lot over the last 30 years, that's for sure. But it's only gotten better. So, listen, I want to thank both of you for taking the time. Thank you, Mario. Thank you, Dolores. We're really looking forward to this brand new Nickelodeon Hotels and Resorts Riviera Maya. And we can't wait. I'm sure there are a lot of kids out there that can't wait either. If they might have caught in a little glimpse of some of the advertising and some of the promotions. So again, thank you so much.